already entrance there, but good evening and welcome to this Monroe City Council meeting for February 19th, 2013. At this time, I will call the meeting to order and ask Edie if you would take roll call, please.
Councilperson Garing.
Here.
Cutback.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble.
Here.
Hanford.
Here.
And student representative Ferrano.
Here.
All right. Please join me for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on the agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This time is set aside for citizens to speak to city council on any issue except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We'd please like to ask that you limit your time to 5 minutes. And for the record, we'd ask also for your name and address. I don't have anyone signed up at this time. I see there are a couple of individuals in the audience tonight. If you are so desirous, this would be your opportunity to address council if you like. And if not, we will move on to the next item. All right. Okay, next item then is the consent agenda. Councilmember Gamble.
2A, please.
All right. We shall pull item 2A. Councilmember Gamble, Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. Motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2B, 3, and 4.
Second.
All right. Motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Cutterback, to approve consent agenda items 1, 2B, 3, and 4. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion passed. Yep. All right. Out of
abundance of caution, I'll be excusing myself from voting on the bill since my employer is in it.
All right. Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble is exiting the chambers. And do I have a motion to approve consent agenda item 2A?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Cutterback and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to approve consent agenda item 2A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Mr. Hurd. Thank you.
All right, under new business this evening, our first item for discussion is one non-represented employee salary and review. And City Administrator Bradley.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a topic that actually came up last year during the discussions of the Finance Committee, Council Finance Committee, when we were working on the reserve policy, and it was discussed just briefly at that point in time what to do with the non-reps when the budget got better. So at any rate, we had that discussion, and with some input from staff, Ben and myself, we talked with Councilmember Williams, and he agreed to put a little bit of work into it so that there was a discussion topic for this evening in front of council. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Councilmember Williams, and we'll be looking for direction from council at the end of the presentation to move this back to the council committee to look into it further and then bring recommendations back to council, should that be council's pleasure.
Thank you.
Is there a... I was hoping you had it.
No. But I can just stand with her.
Well, I heard it said anything to take next.
It's right there.
Oh, sorry. Right there.
That's it.
Okay, so as City Administrator Brazel said, we had talked a while ago about at some point we needed to look at this, and so I just kind of wanted to bring people back a couple years and give a little bit of background on the topic, so especially for the newer council members. Back in August of 2010, as we were looking, you know, towards the budget, where we were coming into the final last 4 or 5 months of the year,
We basically were experiencing about a $247,000 budget deficit. There's the biggest reason for that is the revenue projections that were made for that year's budget were off substantially. So there were some things that had to be addressed. There was expenditures that were cut. Some departments were restructured. There was basically a hiring freeze, not infilling with new people, and some transfers that had to take place. But even after all that, we were still about $247,000 off. And going into the budget cycle, we were looking at a 2011 deficit of about $760,000. So it was a pretty substantial problem that we were facing back then.
Oh, that was...
Yep, five.
All right, and we're done.
That was quick, and that concludes my presentation.
Oh, oh yes.
That's not me.
Wasn't me.
Buttons.
Hey, you got a step button, Tom? Is there a... Oh, try it out. It's sabotage. You know, I can just do it from there. That's okay.
Right now.
It's only going to let you do that if the mouse isn't working.
Take the battery out of that. That's very...
applied for a preliminary plat and a planned residential. There's only enough for them, since I assume you guys already saw it. planned residential development of Eaglemont, which is up off of Chain Lake Road, the stub road that was built with Sinclair Heights, when that was next to that little park there at the corner of Rainier View Road and Chain Lake Road. We had a public hearing in front of the hearing examiner, which was also combined with a SEPA appeal hearing. That was the SEPA determination for the plat was appealed by the Homeowners Association for Sinclair Heights. During the hearing examiner held the public hearing and has issued his findings and conclusions, facts of law, and recommendation. He found that the appeal had no basis, and so that was not upheld, and he recommends approval of the plat and PRD with the conditions listed in his recommendation. Per Monroe Municipal Code, we are to present this to you, and then you are to set a hearing date, which we recommend for next week, February 26th, at which time you will consider the record and make a determination of whether to approve the preliminary plat and PRD or not. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Let me just ask City Attorney Lell to remind Council again the procedure related to a closed record consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd be happy to. Both the preliminary plat application and the PRD request are quasi-judicial matters, even though the City Council itself won't be holding a public hearing. That was done before we saw a hearing examiner. The Council's closed record review and decisional process is the culmination of a larger quasi-judicial procedure. Because of that, appearance of fairness restrictions do apply. I would advise the council to, if possible, avoid any ex parte communications with any of the parties of record to the extent that they have existed or they do exist between now and next week. Please be prepared to place those on the record, and the parties will have an opportunity to rebut the substance in accordance with the state appearance of fairness doctrine. Also, the council should be carefully verifying that none of you have any personal, familial, economic, or other interest in either the project site or some type of entanglement to that effect with any of the parties of record, and to the extent that any of those contacts or relationships exist, those should also be formally disclosed at the beginning of your proceeding next week. Finally, as with any closed record proceeding, the council's decision should be based exclusively on the factual material that is contained in the record that was created before the hearing examiner, and the council's decision should be guided by the criteria that are set forth in the Monroe Municipal Code, both for preliminary plats and for PRDs. Apart from that, I'd be happy to answer any questions for the council.
All right. Well, we do have a couple lines, may or may not be for you, Attorney Lell, but first off, Councilmember Gamble.
So, the quick question, Brad. So, what, why next week?
To keep the process moving along, since the city has, you know, been promoting itself as business friendly and not making undue delay for applicants, that's why we're doing it next week at our regularly scheduled city council meeting.
Well, I thought it was canceled last week. We didn't have it next week, so we're adding this in.
We did last week. You did.
No, I know. I left right before that. I was just wondering why, because I only saw one item on the agenda and one on the next one. So resources, if we just put them all on the 5th, was my question. I mean, I get what you're saying, but the 7 days is going to make a difference. To bring staff in and everybody. Just a question.
Well, I'll answer that, and that is on two fronts. One is, as Brad said, the city has gone to great lengths to continue to assist development through this process, and in this case the developer has there are some other extenuating circumstances that we can help them avoid by seeing this through or hearing this on the 26th, and so in cooperation and working in partnership with them, you know, we brought this to council last week to recommend the meeting for the 26th, and there was no objection at that time, so we identified or the developer that was the intent of the city to move forward in the process.
7 days does make a difference.
For them, it does. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not for us.
Not for us. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, thank you. Can you remind me which section you're talking about? I think this might have been the section of property you were talking about several weeks ago.
Up off of Chain Lake.
Yes, up off Chain Lake Road.
Okay.
I don't think we talked to you. I mean, last week we talked to you the property that's a kind of kitty corner from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Right.
That's not this.
Okay.
Yeah. This
so
is.
You go past
that, and you got the little park on the left-hand side.
Yep.
Okay, so right back, turn left at the park, and then right after the park, there's a 199th Avenue. That goes up to dead ends in a bunch of trees.
On the right.
Okay. The trees are going to turn into 146 lots.
Okay.
And then it also pops out at the north end of this property on Chain Lake Road, just past Brown Road.
Okay.
So that'll be their secondary access when the project's completed.
Okay, so there is a secondary access.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions for Brad? We hear a motion to set the date of February 26, 2013 for closed record consideration of the hearing examiner's recommendation on preliminary plat plan residential development PL201203.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Gehring and seconded by Councilmember Fedback. Any other questions? All right, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
So, quick recap. 2010 was bad. 2011 was looking worse.
Yep.
Darn it.
There we go.
Yeah, just get
it this way.
So there was a couple things that we had to do at that point in time. There were some layoff notices that went out because we had to give 60-day notice for that. We eliminated funding for the YMCA. We decided to leave vacant positions. We restructured some departments. And then we made some immediate cuts in the benefit package to the management group. The changes that were made at that time in the management benefits and compensation were we eliminated the step increases, the automatic 5% step increases. We eliminated the COLA increases, eliminated ICMA matching, and passed on that any increase in health insurance costs the employees would be expensive of that. That only impacted the management group. It didn't impact any of the the union employees of the city at that time. The result of that for the rest of 2010 is it kind of got us to a point where we were able to rescind a couple of the layoff notices. Then it also put another $83,000 in 2011 that helped us save. And the added benefit was we had expenses were flat, so we could budget them, and we knew what they were going to be for a couple years going forward. What's happened since then? The city's made a big focus on doing more with less, and I think we've seen that, especially I see it as a council member where you're seeing staff that's working long hours, they're here on the weekend sometimes, and a lot of the employees just took on more of that work when their departments were shorthanded. And we also, as a council and a city, decided to really work on getting the finances in order so that we didn't have the same problem going forward with that. A couple things that I highlight there are expenditures. We held firm with those. We didn't spend money unless it was absolutely necessary. We really made a conscious effort to get out of the landlord business and the property development business. We made a strong push towards economic development. We hired an economic development manager. Throughout that whole time, we really were making decisions that seemed to focus more on getting the city back to a financial stable position. One of the big things that we've always heard people say is we're not going to use reserves to fund ongoing expenses, and we've kind of kept that under control. And a big part of that was a financial reserve policy. So some of the highlights just of the reserve policy, we passed this a couple months ago, but that set policy for 14 separate funds, 7 of which are specific to the general fund. And it set direction on the use of those funds, how well we could use them for, and also how they were funded. And if we just look at the general fund reserves, the two big buckets there is the one group, what everybody calls the rainy day fund, is kind of the, you know, that's our discretionary spending. And if you take just the contingency fund, the risk management, and the sick leave reserve funds, this does not include the mandated reserves that we have to have, the 17%, I believe it is, but just those other funds. Prior to adopting this policy, we had about $222,000 in those three, and after adopting the policy and being in our second budget year cycle with that, those buckets now have $1.6 million for those. And then the internal funds prior to adopting the policy was $577,000. We're now sitting at a little over $2 million. And the $577,000 looks like a big number there, but when you're looking at buying vehicles, I think the Vactor truck was $450,000 purchase, and facilities, you know, replacing HVAC systems and roofs. We were extremely underfunded in those areas. And so I think that the council made the right decisions when we sold property to kind of, adopt the reserve policy, which Diane kind of spearheaded, and then getting it funded. And so we're sitting in really good shape right now. Some things have happened on the management compensation side. One is they're no longer paying for the increases in costs. We moved them to the HSA plan. The city funds those, and they're no longer paying for those cost increases. We've also internally, although this has not been an adopted policy change, but the sick leave payout practice is not being offered to new employees. So I believe the last employee that got hired
Ben, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but their offer letter was there was no cash pay out of their sick leave reserve when they moved the city. And that's a huge liability the city has. And then starting in 2013, was the step increases were reinstituted, the ICMA matching was brought back. But there's still the item that hasn't changed yet, and that's that they've had no increases. And so we've changed some things starting from 2013, but I just wanted to point out that during that time period, all of the union employees were getting step increases, they were getting COLA increases, they were getting matching on the retirement accounts, which the management group of the city wasn't getting any of that stuff. And so we have talked a couple times, you know, we've made comments during council meetings, finance committee kind of has addressed it. And so I think what I'm looking for is I'd like to take this problem to the finance committee and maybe come back with a recommendation on something that we can do to kind of help make that problem that, you know, repay the management group for kind of the sacrifice that they had to make that the rest of this, the city staff didn't have to make during that time period.
Yeah, I think that's great. I don't, just if we need consensus, yeah, I think the committee should work on that. That's great.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That was easier than I thought.
And as part of that, I think there are some things that both Ben and Gene and Diane have worked on. So they'll have some information to bring to the finance committee. Of course, if there's anything specific that the finance committee members would like to see, please reach out to Diane or Gene, myself, and we'll be sure to have those for you on the at the next finance committee. Committee wants to meet at a special time or the next regular schedule?
My suggestion would be that at the next regular scheduled meeting, we discuss if we need to have a special meeting and make that arrangement at that time. Because I think we're meeting on the 5th. Is that correct, Diane?
Yes, March 5th. Councilor Kedman.
Thank you. Do you know what your timeline would be to bring something back to council?
I do not.
Okay.
We just wanted to get this on the agenda so that council members could start maybe formulating their own ideas and things like that, as opposed to just springing something on. And I don't know what, if there's any stipulations or requirements that you have to deal with to do that. So I'd just like to start to get the process moving.
Okay.
But sooner than later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, then, with that, I think the finance committee has some direction. And again, if there's anything between now and the 5th, please call myself, Gene, or Diane if you have specific questions. And we will see you on the 5th at 6 o'clock. 5:45, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. You can be there at 5:45.
Well, at 5:45 gives us a whole hour to be able to talk. 6 o'clock gives us about 45.
I'm okay with 5:45. It's fine for me. It's fine.
Okay. Is it, Diane, is that?
Yes.
Acceptable? Okay. We'll put out a reminder for 5:45. Okay. Excuse me. A little slow here on the computer. All right. We are now moving into final action, and that is to authorize the mayor to sign a consultant agreement with the Riley Group for landfill investigation. And again, City Administrator Rappel.
Thank you, Mayor. We talked about this briefly in the past that we have the old landfill site located in North Kelsey, just adjacent to the Galaxy Theater property. And council expressed an interest of wanting to look at that property and do a discovery process or investigation, as it were, to find out how much garbage is actually there, where it's located, in a cubic yard volume, essentially. So with that, staff went through the process of selecting a consultant. After going through the MRSC consultant roster, we are recommending the Riley Group this evening. We did enter negotiations with them, and they put together a proposal, which was very good. Staff and myself went through that And initially, when we met with council, we identified essentially five phases of this project. And when we met with the Riley Group, they went ahead and put a proposal together for all five steps. So their proposed amount for all five steps was $80,000. Now, when we budgeted this year, we budgeted four steps, one through three, essentially, or phases. And so we put in $50,000 for that portion. So at any rate, what we have here this evening is a recommended action to authorize Mayor to sign consultant agreement with the Riley Group, Inc. for landfill investigation. But I want council to understand that the contract amount would be $80,000. But staff will not exceed $50,000, which is our budget amount, until we come back to council for recommended action to go another $30,000 forward, should we feel the need. Because we believe that we may get to the $50,000 mark, or might be actually, it's probably going to be under $50,000. Get through the first three phases, we'll have a pretty good knowledge of where the garbage is without going into the pot-in phase or boring phase. And with that information, we may have somebody at that point interested in buying the property, and we will not have the need to move forward with phases four and five. So at any rate, we don't want to redo the contract for phases four and five, but understand that staff will not exceed the $50,000 that we have budgeted for 2013. Does that make sense?
So to put it, if we clarify, we do have an interested party. The first three phases may be sufficient for them to propose an offer. At which point we will not go past the budgeted amount for 2013. However, if we get to that point and more information is needed, you know, it can go a number of ways. Staff feels that the best way would be for the city to continue on that path to provide that information to a prospective buyer. It also helps the city understand exactly what we have if that buyer should choose not to. We can then go out and market with very specific information as to what exists, where it sits, and also come up with some ideas as to what options are available for that property as we go out to potentially market that hill to other prospective buyers. Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, so I just want to remember, because I know it's been a while since we talked about this one. The one through three, that's because we're not potholing or anything, we're just studying records, what was put in there that we have on file, correct?
Correct, but it does go a little further than that. Maybe Brad can explain the two processes that they're going to use to discover what's underneath the ground.
Lots of acronyms. They're doing geophysical detection methods. One of them is ground penetrating radar, and then the other one is IPI, which is induced potential inductance, I think is what it is. Basically, they put a bunch of metal rods in the ground and then induce an electrical current between them, and then that allows them to map what is underneath the surface. So we hope what we'll get out of that, if the material that's in there is good enough or has enough electrical potential in it, that they'll be able to give us a three-dimensional map showing us the extent of the garbage. If that doesn't work, then we'd have to go to the old-fashioned way of digging holes and finding out how deep it is. So we're hoping that the less intrusive methods will allow us to determine what is out there, which will then allow a potential buyer to say, yeah, I'll take that risk, or I need more information, one of the two.
Right, but as we, but the review of the records we could find in there.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's
a big part of it.
Yeah.
But the mapping is even more.
I get that. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So we'd like to be authorized to go up through the geophysical methods, which is the induced potential inductance or something like that.
IPI is the one thing we talked about before.
And the ground penetrating radar, and not at this time, you know, keep going to the digging the holes.
It's just the risk that's associated if we find something, right? Because then it would be incumbent upon us to.
We already have that. We own it, and it's a closed landfill. It's inspected. We get excellent reports every quarter from Snohomish County Health District. So we're in compliance, and part of the first three phases is them to work with the Snohomish County Health District, the state, and whomever else is involved in permitting, and they'll get any permits needed to do this investigation. So that's part of the first three phases that would be included in the $50,000.
And as a result of that, again, you know, I know Brad has suggested that, say that, you know, it's best not to move the product. There are options that are available, but we need to know where that product or that where those boundaries are in order to be able to map out, you know, some options for a potential buyer should that be the direction that somebody wants to go. So this will really be a good tool for the city, first understanding what we have, and secondly, being able to market this to potential buyers. Anything else?
If I could expand just a touch on that. This first three phases will also let us know how much product is there, meaning the pit run that was left behind from the mining. And we have already done some reaching out to people that may be interested in that gravel that's there. So first three phases will let us know how much product is actually on site that's usable. So that is a critical element. So the interested parties could make a proposal or want to be involved in removing that gravel should that come to pass.
All right, Councilmember Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. So, Gene, when we met, we discussed this before, the reason that we only approved the $50,000 is we didn't want to commit to a huge project if we found that, you know, we were sitting on nuclear waste or something. But, and I believe at that time, Brad estimated that it could be a couple hundred thousand dollars to go through all five phases. And so our direction was do the first three phases, because at that point we could walk away and we hadn't really put out too much. And so this looks like you've gotten a quote on all five phases that came in substantially less than Brad's estimate.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So, but we're only going to do, we're still on the same plan, which is do the first three phases only and then report back. And we still have all the ability to walk away at that point. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
That looks good. I know we always tell Brad, we always say, we're not going to hold you to the numbers, Brad. We just want an estimate. But, Brad, you're way off, maybe.
I'll argue with you if you do that better.
And just so council knows, the potential interested party in the landfill property, just by happenstance, knows and has worked extensively before with the Riley Group. And spoke real highly of him. So I just found that out this morning, I believe, and it was a surprise to me that they knew each other, but it wasn't a surprise that they felt the group was a stellar organization. We've worked with them in the past, and they've come highly recommended.
Is there a motion?
Thanks. And the city attorney looked at the contract and no concerns with doing the three phases and...
To answer that question, no, the city always has the ability to define its scope of work through the contract, and as I understand the city administrator's proposal, this document will be revised to include very specific limits, and then even in the unlikely event that there be some miscommunication there, the agreement does allow for termination of the city's option upon 10 days' notice, so that's a very practical check on any cost overruns or additional work that the city wouldn't want to pay for whatever reason.
And, Gene, the timeline, so they're going to get started on this soon?
Absolutely. As soon as we have an executed contract, we'll give them notice to proceed. The timeline may need to be adjusted. There's one caveat in that, and we had this discussion with the Riley Group. Because this type of a project doesn't happen very often, we don't know what the permits are going to be and how long that's going to take. However, we're hopeful that we can get it done within this timeline. If we need to make changes to that in the future, we'll definitely work with the Riley Group to do so.
Well, I look forward to the updates as we go through the process.
It's going to be fun.
Councilmember Gamble.
I'm going to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a consultant agreement with the Riley Group for the landfill investigation.
Second.
All right, thank you. The motion is made by Councilmember Gamble and seconded by Councilmember Gearing to authorize the mayor to sign consulting agreement with Riley Group Inc. for landfill investigation. Any other comments, questions? Okay. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's it for final action. Before we go to council member reports, I just want to comment real briefly about an action item, or I don't know where we had it, related to the social media. And I want to apologize to council if there's any confusion, because there was some on my part. And last week, as we talked about social media and who might be discussing, there were a couple things that had been discussed. One was bring it back to council, talk about it with the legislative committee, a couple things. And so throughout the week, I thought that at my recollection was that to begin in the legislative committee or affairs committee, but always understanding that we have the opportunity to talk about it here in council, in the council meeting as well. And so I could have left it on, should have left it on. I just didn't want, I wasn't quite sure where we were going with it, so I thought I would err on the side of starting with the legislative affairs committee, which was meeting this evening prior to council meeting. But certainly that the discussion can continue in the council meeting this evening. So I apologize to anybody for the confusion. So with that said, I think there are some council member reports, and maybe one with regards to that subject as well. But we'll start with Council Member Gearing.
No, thank you. The Legislative Affairs Committee did meet, and we elected a chair who was so I look forward to having that person talk about that. Yeah. Otherwise, good to see the groups kick off, and I appreciate that clarification. I think it makes sense for Legislative Affairs to at least start with it. So, thank you.
Councilor Kevitt.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it, because I did have a question to Administrator Brazel today to ask, because it was my understanding that we were discussing different options and we would bring it back. And when I read the minutes from last week's meeting and stated we would bring it back on the 19th, but I can understand how there might be, you know, everyone not hearing the same thing. My hope is that we do put it on the council agenda, maybe on the 26th. There was a lot of information that was put on the agenda for us to kind of delve through. I know I heard a couple of council members say they wanted to have time to read through the stuff. I am not against it going to a committee. I think if we would have one more discussion next week and then kind of have consensus on where it would go, that would be helpful to me. And then that's just my opinion on that. Couple things. I was in Olympia last week, all day Thursday, and there was AWC Day in the state capitol, so I didn't know if we had sent a delegation or it was city councils going down there and meeting with their state reps. I saw a lot of people down there. So I think possibly that's something we should look at. If we didn't, I guess I'm asking the question, if we had anyone that went down there.
Not from council.
Okay. Because it's the day, I guess they spend 2 or 3 days where they send, apologize, I have a cold, city council members and city staff to go down there and meet with their state reps on any issues that they feel is relevant. So I thought that was interesting. Had one more comment. I just wanted to thank the police department. Some of you might have read in the paper or heard on the news, they did an excellent job catching a thief in my business this week, and I just wanted to comment. It was really great. Great collaboration, and they did an excellent job, so I appreciate it. Thanks.
Councilmember Williams. Councilmember Camp. Councilmember Davis.
Yes, well, Council Legislative Affairs Committee did meet today, and we came up with a few points to run by you and see where you want to go with that. So the first one was the idea here to change the council agenda and sort of stream. Points would be that all the meetings all meetings would be work sessions, and we would eliminate the study session. So then we'd be able to act on anything as we see fit. The second item we talked about was adding language allowing the staff or the mayor the ability to call a committee meeting. So instead of having the council establish a meeting if the staff needed it or the mayor felt there was a need for the committee meeting to meet and to work on something, to have that ability to come right to us and call a meeting. The third item was to change the language to allow committees to elect their own chair, which evidently we did. I didn't vote for myself.
He abstained.
And the last point that we had was to go back to what we were talking about earlier, to ask the council to appoint the Legislative Affairs Committee to work on the social media issue. Being that what we're talking about here is changing council rules or improving the council rules, that kind of fits that being a rule goes along with it. So, any questions or ideas of what direction or any of those points would be appreciated? Yes.
So there were four.
Those four.
List them real quick one more time.
Okay, the first one was the council agenda change, basically streamlining the agenda. And you know, what kind of us is meeting again and going over this and then presenting something to the
Indeed.
Council on this.
Sure.
But basically just streamlining it and removing the study session, going to old, having what was it, the whole business first. So that anything that wasn't completed would be at first. And then we go into the new business and then final actions. The second thing, again, was to add language that allows the staff or the mayor the ability to call a committee meeting. The third would be change the language to allow committees to elect their own chairs. And the fourth would be to allow the council to appoint the legislative committee to address the social media issue.
If I may, on the very first one, which is related to the agenda,
yes.
If council should recommend or direct the Legislative Affairs Committee to look at those council rules of order or procedural rules, if they ask them to look at the agenda, that will have a much broader impact on the council rules of procedure, at which time the Legislative Committee will look at those as well. If council should say tonight that there is no need to change or not recommend to the committee, there's no need to make a change in our format, then there's going to be a number of rules and things that still need to be looked at. Point is if you recommend and approve the change in the meeting schedule, there won't be as much need for discussion on rules because they'll be automatically removed because they relate directly to how the meetings are established today. So it will actually lessen the load for the Legislative Committee to have to look at. If you should choose not to make that change, then there are how many points? Something like
there's still probably a dozen.
Yeah, there's still quite a few points in the rules and procedure for the council or the committee to look at.
Thanks. I wanted to just say that one of my highlights was, for me, was being able to get rid of the extend past 10 o'clock vote and the extend past 8 o'clock vote, at least per you know, the potential recommendation that we might see. So I think things like that. I didn't think I heard you actually say that, but that was a couple of things as well that I thought that was something else that was really good with the recommended. So action on that one.
Anything else? What's your councilmember doing?
That was a comment.
I didn't know if you wanted comments on what councilmember Davis.
I think that's what he's looking for.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not against looking at the council rules of procedure. I think if the committee wants to look at that and look at ways that we could improve or streamline, I would be very interested in hearing those. So I'm completely supportive of you guys looking at that. The social media, I'm not against the committee looking at that. It is a policy. It's a broader, it's not a rule or a procedure. It's a policy discussion. So I do think that starting out there is fine, but I think it's going to take a little bit more discussion and
I think that's what we're thinking. Yeah. At least as a starting point, we could open that up and then move from there. So.
Yeah, so that's my feedback.
Any other... So the question to council tonight is there any objection to the legislative committee moving forward with the proposed items as recommended by the legislative committee chair?
Lots of head nods. It's good.
Okay. I did have one more comment, sorry. I think when we bring back those recommendations, I think it would be helpful if the city attorney is there or the city attorney looks at those recommendations for the rules and procedures ahead of time, and at least for me to look at whether those make sense or good recommendations, is that we have the attorney's input on those, on the recommendations of the night.
Councilmember Campbell?
Nope.
Councilmember Hammond? Okay. Jeff, anything tonight?
No.
Ben? No. Chief? Mike?
Yes, just want to let you know that next Tuesday, February 26th, about an hour and a half before the council meeting at 5:30 p.m. actually, the American Legion Post number 58 here, in conjunction with Boy Scout Troop number 53 in Monroe, will conduct a flag ceremony to retire flags that are no longer serviceable. And that will be taking place at Lake Tide at the beach area by shelter number one. Public is invited to attend.
Mike, would it be possible to have a reminder email sent out to members of staff as well as council?
Is that going on the website?
Can we put that on the calendar as well on the website?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Jacob?
No, sir.
You came here to say nothing?
Yes, sir.
Should I have anything to say something?
Yes. That's right, this down. I was handed a note. Supposedly, you got an email that said that you can't get your email anymore. You probably can't get that email. It tells you that because you can't get your email.
Exactly.
Same paper here.
Oh, no, you're not.
Where's your right side?
Strange.
This is not the same length that it used to be.
Yes, before. Yeah. Before, yes. And then your username is your first initial and your last name. Oh. And then you pass the password around.
Yeah.
And then you have to change your password. You know, because everyone's got the same one.
It's
first initial, last name.
Is it a capital P?
Yes.
What was that? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Capital.
No. Not your initials.
No, no. Your initials are all lowercase. Okay. Something else has a capital letter in it.
And that's all I have.
Well, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Student representative in Toronto. How you doing?
Yeah.
Anything to report tonight?
I just have a clarifying question. When we were talking about the landfill investigation, so the plan or the idea is that these commercial developers are going to purchase the property, correct?
Correct.
So what exactly are we going to do for trash, like for garbage? Do we have another landfill, or what are these commercial developers doing?
So the landfill that exists today has not been in use for
1975.
Yeah.
Oh, so 40 it's just, years. Like, yeah. It's just like sitting there.
Please. Yeah, so it's been filled in, covered over, and it's just been sitting, going through the natural rotting process. Yeah.
I can't remember the legal
decomposition.
I don't know what the purpose of the friction of property.
Yeah. So the intention here, just so you know, is that what we've got is potential to create more commercial or retail space,
right,
for buildable space by the removal of both the usable product, which is gravel that exists up there. There's some sand, and then there's the old landfill material. Our intention, our hope is that there will be a reclamation company that will come in and bid on really getting that product, because we believe there's product that can be recycled in there, metals, copper, things like that. So that will be reclaimed, you know, according to all the proper regulations and rules and procedures and all that stuff. What we'll end up with is a flat area of approximately 9.3 acres. 9 acres of buildable land now. And the current, won't go too deeply, but there is an interested party that believes that spot would be ideal for some things that would complement the theater, and I think be very desirable on the part of the city to be developed. So, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but we had any response from the school district on the painting project?
Yes, we have. I got word back last week, but I would like to meet with Councilman Kent before I make my next move, just to discuss, what I should do. So, but I have gotten feedback. Yes.
You don't want to share that feedback?
I mean, if you guys are, no, okay.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll hope it is positive. Mr. Rath, anything to report as well as?
I do, thank you. And the first topic, I haven't even had a chance to talk with you about, and I apologize, but you do know, several weeks ago I reached out to the school district per the mayor's direction to talk to them about working cooperatively on a couple of matters of interest. One, the ball fields that need to be finished at the high school, a joint facility for administration, meaning on this site or some other site. Obviously, at some point in time, we'll need a new city hall. Everett Community College has expressed interest in needing a new facility, and the school district also needs a new facility for their admin department. So one of the concepts that we floated by the district was them putting forward a resolution for the board to sign, saying that they would enter discussions with city staff, looking at these options of how we could work cooperatively to use public funds to make some of these things happen. They talked about it, and they were definitely interested in putting a resolution together, but they felt it would be nice if the council also had a resolution. Similar language, but we went through our process of council directing staff to work with school district staff in a cooperative some of these potential joint projects. So anyway, that's the idea on the table. If that seems like something that council would like us to do, we can definitely put together a draft resolution, work with the district staff to come up with something that works for both parties, and bring that back for you guys to consider.
So ideally, short range and long range, there have been a number of items that have come up last year, so that staff has identified as both or action items that would both benefit, in our humble opinion, the city, as well as have potential benefit to the school district as well. Before we move forward on any of those things, that what we're seeking here is staff will bring those recommended action items and gain approval from council to say yes, move forward in discussion with the school district to see what plan we can come up with cooperatively to achieve those action item results. So,
Councilmember Ketovec. I didn't see it, so ladies first.
You, what?
I did not see which light went from first, so
no,
I was calling
ladies first. No, I didn't press mine.
I think hers was just left on from
before.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's confusing me with you now.
I was about draft agenda, so I after.
I can speak. Do you want me to speak here?
There's consensus. For
Thank you.
All right.
I have one more thing prior to the draft agenda. Just a quick update. Again, this came in at the ninth hour, and I was sworn to secrecy not to show anybody as of yet, but Mr. Keith Brock got a hold of me like at 6 o'clock and wanted me to let council know that he got the musicians on board that he was hoping to, and that was John Popper, somebody from Supertramp, somebody from Billy Joel played with them, and somebody from Stevie Nicks' band as well. And they've all signed on and are super excited. We don't yet have contracts, but we're working on that. And he also had his graphics designer start putting together a poster. And that's what I'm sworn to secrecy on. He showed it to me, but I'm told not to show anybody else. But yeah, so anyway, things are happening on that front. It's super exciting. Now the draft agenda.
All right.
Draft agenda for February 26th, 2013. Under business and action items, number one, consideration of hearing examiner's recommendation for Eaglemont preliminary plat. And under study sessions, we have the department reports and the draft agenda for March 5th, 2013. And then we also added discussion for social media.
And potentially, will the Legislative Affairs Committee be taking a look at it before we bring it back to council?
Or that's my suggestion. I'll wait.
Councilor, your light is on, Councilor McGarry.
Yeah, I think March 19th would be a better date for that. We can have a check-in on both the council rules and procedures and the social media. The committee can bring something back at that time, and we can have I'm assuming, many discussions on that. And I think next week's a little too early. In my opinion, thank you. That'd be my comments.
Is that a study session?
Got it. Maybe by then we won't have study sessions anymore.
Just meetings.
Yeah. It's one of the recommended changes. So.
All right, Councilmember Hammond.
Yeah, I concur.
I have nothing to report this evening other than what's already been said, and so we do have the need for two executive sessions. I will have the city attorney provide some information with regards to both. We will go out for executive sessions to discuss both items if that's alright. So we will not be going out, come back in, and go out. So we'll have one executive session for two items. One pertaining to price of property and the other pertaining to employee performance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Pursuant to RCW 4230, 110, 1B, and RCW 4230, 110, 1G, the council will now convene an executive session for the purpose of considering selection of a site for the acquisition of real estate and to review the performance of a public employee. The executive session will last approximately 30 minutes, after which the council is not anticipated to take action in open session. We reconvene except to adjourn the meeting.
With that said, before Brandon didn't want to take off. Thank you for coming. I just want to point out that last week Brandon was here. The basketball game, or the basketball team, was in their playoff, and he was here instead of there. So I appreciate
dedication. We're the council next time.
All right. With that said, we will now go into executive session. I think we're back in session, and there's no action items at this time. And so, Councilmember Hanford,
make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Hanford and seconded by Councilmember Geary to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much.